To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. Have you ever played tug of war? Remember that game? Two teams, one rope, just pulling and pulling with all your strength until someone falls or crosses that middle point and loses. I'm not an expert on this game, but I've seen many games of tug of war on TV and in movies, so that gives me all the credentials I need to be qualified to talk about it here. When you play this game, you have to use every ounce of strength you have. You have to focus. You have to give your attention to the struggle. You have to dig your heels in and leverage your body in every way to give you more of an advantage against the opposition. And you all know what's in the middle of the two teams playing, right? Usually a huge mud puddle that no one wants to fall into. If you love this game, please don't be offended by my next comments. It's only my opinion, and we can still be friends if you don't agree. But playing tug of war is not fun at all. It hurts your hands. It takes a lot of energy for an activity that isn't productive or satisfying. And in the end, someone is either hurt from falling down or covered in mud. It's just kind of pointless, but not in the fun kind of pointless way, just in the why does anyone like this kind of pointless way. The reason I'm talking about this today is because a lot of the time, Satan convinces us to play tug of war with him. When he gets in our head, he's convincing us to pick up the rope, to give him and his agenda our attention by holding so tightly to that rope and fighting and struggling with him. And he tells us if we don't, we'll probably fall in that mud puddle. Satan knows that the natural man in all of us not only has at least a little bit of pride in our hearts, but that we're also prone to greater amounts of that pride at different times in our lives. He tricks us into his tug-of-war nonsense by playing on that pride. Whether it's our need to be right or to win or to prove that we're better than someone else, there are endless amounts of ways he uses our pride to convince us to play. But we don't have to play with him. We can ignore him. This might sound contradictory to the other things I've said and will keep saying concerning the adversary, because I do believe it is crucial that we be aware of the adversary and his attacks. We need to be on guard. We need to fight against his influence, but we also need to know we have no obligation to interact with him, no reason to absorb anything from him. When you think about tug of war with Satan, you'll find that it's actually a false game, and the rules are stacked against you. Because think about it, in this game, when you're holding so tightly to that rope and you think you're gaining traction on your opponent, where are your feet moving? Backwards. Even when you feel like you're winning, when you're playing the game with Satan, when he has your attention, you're still moving backwards. You're not progressing when your focus is on what the adversary wants it to be on. Satan is delighted when he can deceive you into thinking that holding on to that rope is good for you. He loves making you think that if you listen to his whisperings, you'll win. I don't know if you heard my air quotes around that word win, but I'm using them because at this point, we should probably define the word. If your definition of win is being weighed down and feeling the dark heaviness that Satan lays on your shoulders and you want to keep it there, then yes, you will win by continuing to hold on to that rope and to struggle as you give your attention to the adversary and continue in the encouragements of your natural man to double down in hardening your heart and feeding your pride. But if your end goal is joy and peace and comfort and stillness in your mind and stillness in your heart, the only way to actually win, and it can even feel like losing sometimes, is to put down the rope, drop it, and walk away. The reason that dropping that rope can feel like losing is because of that little thing we talked about, our natural pride. That sneaky, cunning adversary will make you think that there are things you need to give your complete attention to, things you need to keep thinking about, ruminating on, things you need to keep allowing to stir up your heart, basically things you need to hold on to that will keep making you miserable. The adversary wants to occupy your mind away from light, and it's never for your good. If it's coming from Satan, it's meant to hurt you. In Moroni chapter 7, verse 12, it says, "Wherefore all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God." And I'll interrupt the scripture to say that if he's an enemy to God, he would be an enemy to God's children as well, right? And then the rest of the verse says, "And fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin and to do that which is evil continually." When I read that verse this week, while thinking about this tug of war topic, an alternate translation of the word evil that I made up for myself, but that I feel is good and true, came to mind. So I'll share it with you. So this is how the scripture was read in my mind. "For the devil is my enemy and fights against me continually and invites me to sin and entices me to do that which will hurt the children of God, including myself, a daughter of God. And playing that game with him will hurt me. It will hurt you. And that's what he wants." In my own life, the current number one way I see Satan convincing me to pick up the rope is in my overthinking tendencies. I'll come home from a social gathering and replay every interaction I had, everything I said or didn't say, and think over and over about if any of it was okay, if I did something that hurt or offended someone, if I missed an opportunity to help or show love to someone, and it keeps me up at night and drives me crazy. I don't think it's a sin. And to a degree, I like this about myself because it means I love other people enough to care a lot about my interactions with them. But I have definitely felt the encouragement of Satan in these moments to beat myself up over those things, which are his enticings for me to do evil, or for me to do something that will hurt a child of God. And in this case, that child of God being myself. His intention in encouraging me to continue to overthink and overanalyze everything is to discourage me, to make me feel bad, to occupy my mind with anything but light. But if I just drop that rope, I am free from any power he has over me. Another example that comes to mind that is so completely different from the one I just shared is someone who is very close to my heart who's struggling to forgive multiple people who all betrayed and hurt her in different ways in the same period of time. She said that when she feels like she is finally ready to let go and forgive these people in her life, something stops her. And as she describes it, she keeps holding on to the dark weight that is causing her to be so angry and feel so fired up all the time. Her situation is complicated and tricky, and I don't know the answer for her to be able to forgive those people. But I do know that the adversary will do everything in his power to stop her from granting that forgiveness, because he loves when we have that heaviness in our hearts, the contention, the regret, the anger, all of the things that stay with us and hold us down when we give so much of our attention to the resentment and bitterness we're experiencing. He will do and say whatever he needs to get us to hold on to that rope. I was going to give a few more examples of real life situations of holding the rope, but I feel like instead I should just invite you to look into your own soul and see if there is a rope Satan has convinced you to pick up. See if you're playing tug of war with him without even realizing it, and then try to drop it and walk away. My number one go-to advice for putting down that rope, and basically everything else in life, is to take it to God. This is not a cliche statement. It's not empty words. It's the only answer I've ever found helpful. Find a place and a time to give it all to him. Figure out what that looks like for you. For me, I have time alone in my car almost every morning, and this is my favorite place to pray this way. While I'm driving, I tell Heavenly Father out loud all the things. I tell him what hurts the most, the things I hate, the things I wish were different, the things I need help with, the things I want to change, the things I need him to change in me. I even use the phrase, because it's meaningful to me, "Please help me drop this freaking rope." And maybe the word freaking isn't appropriate for prayers, I don't know. But when I consistently bring all of this to my Father in heaven, I notice a difference. I notice a change in me and I find answers. Some days, this means I show up to the gym, that's where I'm driving to, with tears all over my face. And other days, I get there with feelings of empowerment and strength and compassion for myself and for those around me. So yeah, I highly recommend that as a source to help let go of whatever rope you're hanging on to. As you struggle through these things, Satan may tell you that to keep your power or your strength or your happiness or to be protected, you have to hold on to that rope. You have to keep playing. You have to keep giving him your attention and following his guidance. But he is lying. He knows if you let these things go, you will feel free. You will feel peace. And when you are no longer distracted by him, you will find it a lot easier to feel love from your Father in heaven. The adversary knows the buttons to push to get you to keep holding tight to that rope and to keep you from discovering the truth of how it feels to let go. But take courage and comfort and strength in knowing that you can figure it out and in knowing that the powers of heaven are cheering for you and are available and ready to help you drop that rope and walk away. And when you do, you will find yourself in the light and protection of your Savior.